Well, how about the loss? How many times did they throw the ball to Jason Dunn, the tight end, yesterday? Zero. None. And how much of a loss is Gonzalez? It's a big loss because he's a factor you have to consider. If you're the other team defending Kansas City, you got to be concerned about Tony Gonzalez. A lot of times they'll put a cornerback on him rather than a linebacker or a safety because they can cover a little better than a linebacker or a safety. And there is talk that he is going to be ready Thursday. Now, I don't know whether he will or not and how effective he will be, but there's talk that he will be ready. There's talk that Brian Waters, the offensive left guard who went out with a knee injury a couple of weeks ago, that he could be ready for this game. But, you know, there's only going to be one practice this week. They'll practice on Tuesday, really. They're in there today looking at the tapes of yesterday's game and going over some things. They'll probably do some lifting and running, and tomorrow they'll practice. Their game plan has already been in for Denver. And then on Wednesday, before the game, you're not going to practice much. I mean, a walkthrough perhaps, but it is a one-day practice for Kansas City. Also, it's the same situation for the Denver Broncos.
I would think it's a bigger advantage for the Chiefs, though, on a short week, an extra short week like this, to not have the travel day. I mean, it gives them a chance to maybe go through things a little bit more.
Absolutely. I always thought it was tough, you know, on a short week, if you have to go travel someplace, because that takes something out of you. Of course, when I played, there was prop jets, or prop planes in those days, and it wasn't the jets. It would take, you know, 6 hours to get to the West Coast, and now it's 3 hours. But I think Kansas City has an advantage in that respect. That doesn't mean that, you know, that they're going to win the football game, because Denver's a good team, but it is an advantage.